The University Tower chimes, bringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Coming to you live from the lobby, the newly refurbished and renovated lobby of the McNichols Library on the McNichols campus of University of Detroit Mercy, to my right, from the Department of Philosophy, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here.
Excellent to have you here. I was going to say something about the temperature, but then I figured that you probably would throw something at my face.
It seems a lot better today than on the past few days, although, you know, Dave Kokel has sent around his link to his petition. To make bricks cool again. Mm-hmm. So,
yes. We had a spate the week before classes started of fall, which meant, of course, that things were going to get into the 90s with 100% humidity classes began, which is where we are right now. But things are getting better. The new school year has started, academic year here at Detroit Mercy. As we continue around the table, Professor Kendra Evans is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Heidi-ho.
I would ask you how you're doing. We just came from the same faculty meeting. We could rehash the whole thing right now, maybe.
That'd sure,
be good to eat
could.
Up time.
Or maybe not.
But we like our colleagues, so we're not going to do that.
We definitely do. Also, my oldest, which I think most of you know, but now it's real, who is a high schooler now, a ninth grader, is listening to us in his spare time.
He has spare
time. So I have to be very careful what I say on the air.
Wait a minute. When did he get spare time?
I don't know, but he's all, remember when I was on, like, last year? Like, that's the episode I listened to over and over again. I'm like, okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Likes the sound of his own voice.
He likes the sound of his own voice. That's exactly right.
He's going to be hiring a PR firm
Apple
before
not
long.
Apple falling far from the tree in that respect.
I don't know about that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, I'm usurping Professor Evans' time. Everything is well?
All is well.
So we heard about the ceiling tiles from Professor Jim Tubbs from the Department of Religious Studies.
Yes.
Maybe a cafe will be put into your office at some point, and then maybe it'll get renovated or something
maybe
like
so.
That. You know. And as a result of that, if we're going to mirror what we see here, the exit to your office will be the window, and the door will become the window, because everything gets reversed when we do this renovation here in the library, apparently, as people continually
Since I'm on the third floor, I'm not sure how well that would work out.
Sort of like a Sarah Winchester mystery house, you know, sort of thing, you know?
Stairs that go nowhere.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we just need to get everybody flowing in the right direction here. They switched the entrance and the exit in the library.
That confused
me. Everyone's backwards.
It's going to be fun to watch.
You just have to put up those little things that you get at the car rental places, the spikes that go the other direction.
Oh, right. We now have a British traffic entrance.
Oh, my. That's a different story. That's a completely different story. Don't show up for a meeting at 10 o'clock about 5 minutes before it starts. Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
You're looking very purple.
I've got a funeral to attend to later on today.
Oh, that's I'm sorry to hear that, actually.
I'm just trying to be somewhat dapper.
Is it a preview of Aretha Franklin's funeral, which is tomorrow?
No, that's been the last couple days by our campus.
That's right. Parking must be tough.
Let's just say the school's had 3 extra security guards guarding our parking deck to prevent people from pulling up inadvertently. So.
Right. Tens of thousands of people stopping by to pay their final respects.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
And Miss Franklin changing outfits multiple times throughout the viewing, which is pretty interesting stuff. Bob Ross observed at our faculty meeting today, sort of under his breath, I wonder if they'll do that to me. And I was just sort of like, I don't know what that even means.
It's going to be like a rotisserie, that's all. You just spin. That's
exactly.
Okay, now I'm going to have that image.
I know. You
Bob
know,
Ross.
Oh, man.
Different.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I mean, she's going through outfit changes.
Day to day. Different days, different outfits.
Different shoes, the whole
different so they're dressing her for
different
jewelry. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And tomorrow is a really big deal.
It's like kind of creepy.
People are actually anxiously excited to
but
see
what she's
going to
be wearing.
But you
know, if you have a big wardrobe, that's a good way to sort of show it off one last time.
Wait, can't you just pull out a rack and just kind of like let people go through it like... No?
Well,
a little gaudy.
This is the Queen of Soul.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she is the queen. She is the queen.
She is. I will admit, the last time we saw a crowd like this by the museum was probably Rosa Parks.
Oh, well, there you go. Same hearse, too, right?
Same hearse.
There you go.
Same mayhem, so it's all good.
Continuing around the table, Professor Jason Roach is here from the Department of Communication Studies, and it is very good to see you again at the panelist table. We've missed you a lot.
Thank you. I just have to say this because I'm me. If they're using the same hearse again, does that mean they're rehearsing?
Yeah, ooh. I believe they probably are.
You're so funny.
I had to say it.
Based on the number of people speaking and performing tomorrow, we're looking at a solid 8-hour funeral, and I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
I mean, it's going to be crazy tomorrow. And the news kept emphasizing last night, by private invitation only. I'm like, President Clinton's going to be there for Pete's sake, you know?
Come on, LeBron is showing up.
LeBron's going to be there. But Obama is a no as of this morning. I saw that. So
Trump was not invited.
What a shock.
I don't know. Does anybody know if he...
I don't know.
Because he was explicitly not invited to John McCain's
other things.
Funeral.
Yes, that is true.
I was not invited.
Harry and Meghan's wedding.
You weren't invited to Aretha Franklin's funeral?
I was not.
Okay,
me
well, it's okay.
Invite's in the mail. I'm sure it is.
Do you have a pink Cadillac?
I don't.
Oh, if you had one, maybe you would be invited.
My Mary Kay sales career has not yet taken off to that level.
You haven't reached the sales plateau.
You haven't reached that sales level yet.
Tell us when you reach silver or whatever, you know. Or pink, I guess. I mean, pink would be the way to go, right? Continuing around the table, Professor Joe Abbestead is here from Communication Studies. Good to see you, Joe.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
How was your summer?
It was good. It was a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and before you know it, it's over.
No, that's for dang sure.
Yeah, goes
as
by quick.
A few days ago. Oh, crazy. It's amazing how fast it goes. I think that May and June, like, crawl, and then somehow after the 4th of July, when the back-to-school sales start.
Right.
Thank you, retail.
Thanks, Staples.
You know, it's what a mess. What a mess. My kids just start crying in their cereal. It's like, it's only been 2 weeks. whatever.
But, you know, we haven't seen much of that really cruel commercial. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and the mothers are buying the back-to-school supplies for all the kids.
Oh, yeah, true. It's true. Someone sent me the classic that's Alice Cooper and, quote-unquote, his goth daughter. And it's like,
I thought you said school was out forever.
I said for the summer. And they're both, you know, pulling office supplies in.
He
good
does
to see
say
you, Stephanie.
Forever, the last chorus. He does say
right.
forever.
Oh, that's right. That's
I expect
right.
picture. Have you taken the boys to get school supplies yet?
I have not taken.
Because I expect a picture from Office Depot when you... When you do that,
I always send Beth a picture from Office Depot saying I'm thinking of you right now, and you see all the office supplies because it's her thing.
Do you love office supplies?
Oh, she does.
Is there a better reason to be a professor than getting to buy school supplies all the time? I mean, seriously, and being sent free books, what could be better than that?
Oh, come on, the committees.
Yeah, the committee work. That's it.
Oh my how could I forget?
Well, I want to make sure our listeners tune in. For some reason, Joe, when I see you, I think about the fact that we did have our remote recording at Livernois Tap and Axel Brewing over the summer.
I did.
And it was really well received by the staff and everything, so we're going to be going back there.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be fun. So it'll be good.
And we need a bigger
things.
Table.
And we probably need we need a lot of things. But it'll be okay. We're probably going to be outside if we can make the weather cooperate with us. Last but most certainly not least, a person who needs no cooperation. Whatever.
Introduction.
Professor Heather Hill Vasquez from the Department of English.
Hello.
Hello. All smiles with her Red Sox firmly in first place.
Oh, they've been kind of not doing so well lately.
Well, that's okay. It's the end of the season.
No, it's good.
They're just sandbagging.
It's a good thing. Well, you know, at least they're not the Orioles.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it could always
Orioles.
Be worse.
Yeah, it's been a good summer watching the boys.
Absolutely. The ex-Tiger boys.
We have to thank President Obama for bringing back the use of that word, shellacking.
Oh,
getting
shellacking.
Shellacked, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we use it all the time.
Oh, well, the
in
people
the midterm,
use...
the first midterms after he was elected, he said something about, you know, nobody wants to get a shellacking like I got last night.
Yes, that's right. I was thinking of your... Students
materials,
use of shellac.
Yeah, it's materials, yeah.
But, you know, multiple meanings.
Yeah, varnishing doesn't sound as slick.
That's
all, no pun intended.
That's right. Folks, varnish or otherwise, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump our illustrious panel, you can win a prize. And if you don't stump the illustrious panel, you also win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on... the Facebook. So we're going to continue with some questions from our summer show from Judy Palmer. She had sent us a mishmash of questions. We were about halfway through it. We had just done in what country is Africa's northernmost point, and that was Tunisia, just to jog everybody's memory from 4 months ago. What group's honor society is known as the Order of the Arrow?
Stonecutters?
Very nice.
No?
Nice Simpsons reference there. Excellent. Excellent. The Order of the Arrow. Don't think too hard.
Sounds like an archery.
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting closer with that, that's for sure. There's archery involved. How's that?
Boy Scout, Girl Scouts?
Boy Scouts. Oh. The Boy Scouts of America. Yes, which now apparently admit Girl Scouts. So that's it's
so
very
shouldn't
confusing.
They just be called Scouts?
Oh. Probably just
I
Scouts.
I think they're going to. Well,
okay. I think yeah. They, yeah. Yeah, just put them all together.
Gender non-specific Scouts.
Gender non-specific
as long as I don't have to be a Scout leader, yeah. I'm down.
Well, I remember the Arrow in Boy Scouts, but I did not know there was an Order of the Arrow.
The Order of the Arrow.
That was never called that.
The secret handshake. Yeah. That's when you sell enough Mary Kay products.
Right. Oh, jeez. We're going to get Jason that car if it kills us.
Plush leather seats.
All right.
On the freeway of love.
Do we remember Bridget Jones' Diary, either the book or the movie or both? In the original, what birthday is she celebrating?
32.
Oh, man. I'm giving it to you. The error bars are wide. It's 33, her 33rd birthday. What is that? Renee Zellweger? Does that ring any bells?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. Never seen the movie or read the book.
Yep. Same. This is the fakest Americanized British accent I've ever heard in my life. I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay. The Simpsons game of Monopoly.
Oh.
Which, what from the town of Springfield occupies the boardwalk space, the most expensive property on the board?
Mr. Burns' house?
Mr. Burns' mansion, that's right. Say. Hey, he's richer than Croesus.
Excellent, Smithers.
Excellent. What invention is Arthur W. Savage noted for? Ooh, what a great name.
Arthur Savage.
The flush toilet.
Not the flush toilet, but that's a good guess.
Sorry. As opposed to the non-flushing toilet.
The non-flushing
toilet. I think we need a couple, at least one hint.
You know what? There is at least a tangential representation here to the Motor City, I would say. Something to do with cars.
The hubcap.
Hubcap is really close to what he invented.
The tire?
Yeah, actually invented radials, yes.
Oh, wow.
Radial
oh,
tires.
Oh, wow.
Arthur W. Savage.
Oh, so what did they have before radials?
Balloon tires.
Yeah.
Wood with metal things on it.
Right, exactly. All right.
Wagon wheels.
Yeah, oh, my basically. Gosh. What is the opposite of the word orient, I think used as a modifier?
Occidental.
Occident.
Disorient.
Yes. I was going to say disorient, yeah.
But both of the communication studies professors said the same thing.
We went to the verb.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. In poker, what is the lowest hand that can still beat a straight?
Three of a kind? No.
That's not what it says.
A flush?
A flush is what it says here. A flush.
I knew we'd get to it sooner or later. I was just a couple questions early.
Four of a kind.
The non-flushing toilet, the flush in a hand.
A flush is when you have all of the same suit, right?
It's all connected. Yes.
There you go. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. My history major wife would be proud of me if I could possibly answer this, which I can't. I have all the answers. How many months into his fourth term did FDR go before he passed?
Three.
Yeah, three. It was three on the dot.
It was April
12th. April 3.
Mm-hmm. 1945. Yeah.
Yep, you got it. Let's see. What else do we got here from Judy Palmer? What generates the bulk of McDonald's corporate income? Anybody who saw the Michael Keaton movie knows this for sure.
French fries.
Not fries.
Real estate?
It's the real estate. Oh. Yes. Oh. It collects rent from its franchisees. Oh. Yes.
Oh. Interesting.
Was that a good movie? I wanted to see it and I haven't.
It's really interesting.
Which movie is it? I'm sorry.
Is it Croc? No, that's not what it's called.
It's called The Founder, right?
The Founder.
That's
the Founder.
Thank you.
But it's about Ray Kroc. Right. Yeah. Once his business idea guy says, we don't need to worry about the food anymore, you should just buy all the land you can and sell it to make franchisees, you just see this look in his eye. It's kind of creepy. Yeah, it's he got everything he wanted in life. That's all I got to say. That you can buy, except a dinosaur. While exploring the Dakotas, what did Lewis and Clark send Thomas Jefferson as a souvenir? I remember hearing this a long time ago.
A it's buffalo
weird.
Head?
You're really close, Jim.
A picture of Mount Rushmore.
No.
Yeah. Native American costume.
No, it's animal based. It's animal based.
Oh. A buffalo chip?
No.
A buffalo skin?
No.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh.
No. You guys all went right down into the gutter really fast.
We inhabit that well.
They sent him something that was alive.
Alive.
Lewis and Clark sent it to
a whistle pig? Prairie dog.
You know what? We're going whistle pig, prairie dog. It was a prairie dog. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sent him a live prairie dog. Look what we found. You don't have them out there. And it wasn't just like beer or pop or something, you know.
Did it actually survive?
I'm sure. I don't know.
It certainly took a while to get to Washington from there.
That's my point.
Considering it was in its own self-propelled package. Like, you know, it had to sort of like run.
No, just put him in a little big hamster ball and just said, go east.
Did it have a name?
I have no further information.
I'm just going to keep asking questions for which you do not have answers.
I just remember them sending him something weird, and I would have probably gone buffalo chip if I had had the chance to respond.
They could have sent him salmon, but, you know.
Not from the Dakotas, right?
No, yeah. They had to make it to the Pacific Northwest before they could do that.
What board game was originally marketed as a game called Lexico?
Scrabble?
Scrabble. That's a sort of a no-brainer. What title does Wayne Newton, Johnny Depp, Shirley Temple, Elvis Presley, and John Glenn all have in common?
Lee.
This is weird.
Hold on.
Title.
Title.
Yeah, title. Wayne Newton, Johnny Depp, Shirley Temple, Elvis Presley, and John Glenn, of all people.
Mary Kay doctor? Salespeople of the Year.
They're not doctor. They're not what is the Mary Kay thing right now?
It's, they have stars on the Hollywood
They
box.
All have master's degrees?
They don't have master's degrees. It's not Hollywood stars. It's actually from a very specific
kind of
state
title.
In the union that sends these sort of designations.
Designations?
Oh. A state that's a commonwealth, Professor Evans.
Virginians? Kentucky is an uncommonwealth.
Well, Virginia or Pennsylvania. So.
Well, isn't Kentucky a commonwealth?
Yep.
It's an uncommonwealth.
Uncommonwealth.
That's a slogan, right?
So what?
It's the uncommonwealth.
So what do you guys send out or give out?
Let's see. Well, we're honorary known for the Kentucky Derby, Corvettes.
Honorary citizenship
KFC.
Is just about close to partial credit. Plus, we add KFC. They are honorary colonels of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Wayne Newton,
it.
Johnny Depp, Curls. Shirley Temple, Elvis Presley, John Glenn.
Johnny Depp?
Shirley Temple?
Colonel Shirley
Temple. No, the drink.
Oh. Oh, just the drink. I forgot. Oh, my gosh. So hilarious.
How do you become a colonel? Where do I enlist?
You got to wear the bolo tie, though. That's part of the problem.
You do know I will eventually turn into Harlan Sanders, right?
Wait, you will? Oh, well, you know.
I will.
Whatever you got to do. Whatever you got to
do. I will become Harlan Sanders.
What was the first country that got reliable cell phone service in 1979?
First country?
The first country. It's not the United States.
Japan.
Japan, right on. Okay. Right on.
They do like their cell phones over there.
Electronics development.
Mm-hmm. They have a lot of the elements that they need to be able to make integrated circuits. In 1983, what did Redondo Beach, California adopt as their official city bird? It's not a bird.
What?
That's all I can tell you.
What, like a cell phone tower or something like that?
You're
a
basically
Ford Thunderbird?
It's something that flies, but it ain't a bird.
A drone?
Really close. I wanted to think 1983 style.
Oh,
is what
a Concorde?
To
a kite?
What else?
Who's flying the bird today?
Helicopter.
No. It's a vehicle that flies that's very well known to people who watch sporting events back in the 80s
blimp.
And 90s.
Blimp. The Goodyear Blimp? It's
the Goodyear Blimp.
Man. Based in Redondo
Beach. The Redondo Beach,
Beach
California
wait, I thought
city
based
bird.
In Akron, isn't it?
I think they have several.
Oh.
One is Pompano Beach, I think.
Oh, Pompano
okay,
Beach.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know they had a fleet, you know, like colonels in Kentucky.
What product had the commercial jingle that told you to, quote, plug it in, unquote.
The clapper?
Wasn't the clapper.
No.
That's a great guess.
Light bright?
No. These are both very good examples.
I can remember that.
I don't want to sing the jingle because I remember it, and I don't want to embarrass myself.
I can hear the jingle in my head.
Yeah, I know. I was.
Oh,
yeah. Renews it? Is it the air freshener?
Our technical director gets it, the Glade air freshener.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plugins.
Plugs it into the wall and then inhales
right.
meaningfully.
That's right.
I like Light Bright better.
What's more
that
fun?
That was fun.
What TV comedy? So timely.
Uh-oh.
These questions were sent last April. What TV comedy had Aretha Franklin singing their theme song through seasons 2 through 5? I had forgotten about this.
What's
Good Times? I mean, is it an older show?
It's mid to later 80s.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not Cosby, is it?
Wasn't Amen. Wasn't Cosby, but it was Cosby-related.
Different Strokes? Not Different Strokes. Different World.
Different World. Yes.
Okay.
The college show.
I watched that for a while.
Totally
I remember.
Forgot. Totally forgot. Miss Aretha Franklin.
Lisa Bonet.
And Dwayne Wayne. What 80s band members had Roy Hay, Mikey Craig, and John Moss?
Men at Work.
No,
it's not. That's not what it says here.
Culture Club.
It was Culture Club. It said, you didn't think I was going to also list Boy George, did you? So that would have given it all away. Right. That would have given it all away. Very well done, Judy. Those were awesome. Very good questions.
Yeah, they just performed
here. So did she stump us or not?
You know, she did not stump us in any way, shape, or form. I'm giving us full credit.
You're listening to a special edition of Ask the Professor, recorded before a live audience at Detroit Mercy's McNichols Campus Library. You can send your questions to Ask the Professor by email at atp@udmercy.edu. Let's return now to the final segment of today's show at the McNichols Campus Library.
I've been working personally on this set of questions, and I hope that the professors find it interesting. I have 15 questions about old school and modern Detroit advertising. Based on the success of Comedy Central's Detroiters, it has many, well, Detroiters reminiscing about local advertising in the Metro Detroit area. See if you can recall the facts behind these locally famous advertising memes. Any true Detroiter would know that, quote, it's always savings time at
Farmer Jack.
Absolutely.
That was the store I shopped at when I first moved here.
Yes. It's the most unbelievable thing.
I still have my little card that they had.
Yep, I do too.
Remember you could actually get Northwest Airlines frequent flyer miles? Yeah.
On the radio and then on TV, Detroiters were always urged to get on the right track to 9 Mile and Mac to buy the trucks and cars of what dealership?
I can hear the jingle in my
Lula
head.
Lula Rich
is a good guess, but that is incorrect. That is incorrect. Get on the right track.
Oh, man, singing again. We're in trouble.
Dick Mac.
Scott.
Oh, Dick Scott. It's not
right.
Dick Scott.
No.
It's not.
Oh,
no, it's Royal Brian. Royal Brian.
Get the best deal in town.
That's awesome. What former Detroit Lion ran Ford dealerships with a superhero-themed ad campaign? Malfar Superstar. Yes, that's exactly right. Complete this famous ad line. This is actually my favorite local ad of all time. Here, dog. Come on, dog. Me and dog want you to go to... I actually have a T-shirt that has
the Lions game
on it. No, not the Lions game.
PetSmart?
No. It's a car dealership.
I know.
It's Ray Whitfield Ford. Oh, what is it? Where does he want you to go?
Is it Garden City, Canton, Trenton?
Nope. He wants you to go to Telegraph Road right now to get a good deal. That's the jingle by Ray Whitfield and later Alan Ford.
I'm sure that brought him a good deal.
The animation was god-awful. So.
Yes, it was. Which company's snack food is referred to as special in their logo?
Better Made.
Better Made. Potato chips. Always special. Always.
Isn't it special?
Which now-defunct Detroit area supermarket company logo contained two hearts next to each other?
Great Scott.
Great Scott was the name of the supermarket. That is right. Jane Schley helped me with a lot of these because she grew up in Palmer Park. Any Detroiter would know the name of this local drug chain, founded in Pontiac in 1957, hung around until just about 1995.
Perry Drugs? Cunningham's?
Perry Drugs. Oh, okay. Perry Drugs. With the big red P. They were bought out by CVS. Rite Aid. Yep.
I remember I did the ads for them
I found something in my medicine cabinet with a Perry Drug sticker on the other day. I thought, how old is this?
Jim, I'm sort of worried.
It's fuzzy now, isn't it?
Harold Peary reprised his TV role as Gildersleeve in many TV commercials for this Detroit brand icon. Everybody knows.
Fago
is the way to go.
On the back of the Pablo boat.
On the back of the Pablo boat. In the early 1980s, a famous commercial for what told kids, we open in 5 minutes. This was my entire childhood wrapped up in one commercial.
Harmony House?
Nope.
Oh. Cedar Point?
Think of a place where kids want to go.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
Not Chuck E. Cheese's. Not Boblo. Very close to where you and I hole up every night, Dave.
A basement?
Nope. The idea was the guy's going around and he's talking to all the animals at the Detroit Zoo saying, we open in five minutes. I'm going to stump you guys.
Makeup.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
It's an iconic local commercial.
And the man who did that is a graduate of this school.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
And the owner of advertising.
That's awesome. In 2011, Eminem lent his music and face to a Super Bowl ad for what car maker boasting
Chrysler.
Yes, the Chrysler imported Chrysler. From
Detroit. We sure
Detroit.
Ain't no Emerald City. Thanks for this lap to Seattle, but yeah. It's unnecessary, but okay.
All right.
I did those commercials.
Nice.
You did those? Oh, no, that's right. I knew that you worked on those commercials. That and, you know, drawing a bunch of crazy ghosts. That's your deal. What well-known Detroit company had a woman riding a horse through the snow?
Oh, Dietrich Furs.
Dietrich Furs.
The stupidest ad I think I've
ever
seen.
And what's wrong with the skiing?
And the skiing with the full-length mink coat on. Yeah.
Who does that?
Oh, my.
Nobody in Detroit.
I do.
The tallest hill is like 10 feet tall.
What Detroit area clothier to this day advertises 29 or 2 for 50?
Mr.
Men's Warehouse.
Mr. Allen's.
29 or 2 for 50. You got it.
I have seen those ads.
Midnight Mania struck for big sales on electronics and appliances. And what Detroit area retailer? It's not Highland.
Oh, Fredder?
It's Fredder Appliance. Fredder. Yes, Fredder.
Ollie Fredder. Was it 5 pounds of coffee if I can't beat your best deal when coffee was a fortune?
That's right.
Is Fredder still around?
No, they
got bought out. Last but not least, a well-known TV spot for this Highland Park-based appliance retailer featured Russian sailors piloting a submarine to attend the big international sale. We heard Highland Appliance. Absolutely. You guys did pretty good.
Yeah.
I stumped you a couple times, but who doesn't like – if you haven't seen Detroiters yet, make sure you check it out. It's a ton of fun. I really hope they get to stay on the air on Comedy Central. So you know what? We got some questions from our old buddy, Mr. Dan Maggio, who couldn't be with us here today. And we're going to try a couple of these and see what happens here.
Are they weird math questions?
Oh, they are.
They're not food related, are they?
They are not.
What do you say when I send in questions? Are they weird word questions?
They're weird communication questions.
Oh, that's right.
No, what we have here is the eyes have it. And, of course, Dan's secret pseudonym, not anymore, Charlie B. of Traverse City, Michigan.
Yep.
Try to get 9 of 10 for a passing grade. Name these words that begin with the letter I. Now it's turning into $25,000 pyramid. Okay. Whatever. I like Michael Strahan.
Yeah,
that works.
Keep your hands in the straps by the side.
That's right. Exactly. A species of wild goat that lives in the mountains of the European Alps.
Ibex.
An ibex is
great.
Correct.
Crossword.
Yep. It's in the crossword all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the hokey pokey, you will likely put this part of your hip bone in.
Ilius?
That's pretty dang close. It's the ilium. You did the plural, so I'm giving it to you.
You've got several.
Joe Bowers is now the smartest man on earth.
Sure.
It is a famous movie made by Mike Judge.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy is the name of the movie.
Great.
Let's start with the letter I. Pretty funny stuff.
So prescient.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page. Today's edition of Ask the Professor was recorded at the newly remodeled Detroit Mercy Library on the McNichols campus of University of Detroit Mercy. Our on-site engineers were Brian Masonville and Jared Gestenkors. And I'm Michael Jason, inviting you back next week for another edition of Ask the Professor.